Lies, 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 get up. They're going to get you. Lies, 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 get up. Remember that song in the 80s? Lies, 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 get out. Is it get up or get out? I'm not sure. Lies don't really do any good anyway. Why do people, like, lie? I mean, they lie about some serious stuff. You know why? Let's go back. Narcissistic personality disorder. Look it up. They are the most habitual liars. Narcs are the biggest liars you'll ever come across in your life. You got covert narcs, you know? Call them like undercover narcs, covert narcs, you know? They hide and they're narky snarkies. And then you got psychopath narcs that are just narcs way off. Freddy Krueger narc, okay? Way off beaten path narc. I mean, these people will literally try to kill you. And I'm not joking. Their goal is to see you die. Psychopath narcs are like that. They are the most deranged, crazy-ass people you'll ever come across. And then you've got the sociopath narcs, you know? Sociopath narcs. And these narcs are just, they're annoying narcs, okay? Well, once you realize and you understand narcism, okay? Did I create a word? Narcism? I was told about narcissistic personality disorder by my psychologist in Ohio. This was like, 15 years ago. They literally told me, you are dealing with narcs. You're dealing with narcissistic personality disorder. You're dealing with people who are narcissistic. Do you understand that? I literally remember looking at him and saying, I think so. He looked at me and said, do you know what narcissistic people are? You know what I thought of narcissistic people? I literally thought of narcissistic people like most people do. You hear of narcissistic. Oh, that person's narcissistic. Arrogance. That's not what narcissistic is. Narcissistic people are not people who, I mean, these people have low self-esteem, they hate themselves, they're unhappy people, but they wear masks and they project to be just the opposite of everything I've said. They have this perfect image they try to maintain society until they literally dispose themselves and expose their masks, okay? Dispose their masks, expose themselves. Let me reverse that. These people literally cannot live their life like that. Eventually, the masks come off, okay? Watch out. When the masks start coming off and the person who is projected on, which projected means bullseye aim on, okay? Because narcissistic people have to find someone they can take out their life on. They usually will pick people who are easy prey, that are empathetic people, empaths, meaning very nice people, would, you know, do things before themselves, people who are sick, people who are struggling, people who are suffering. That's what narcissistic people will do. Narcissistic psychopath men who exploit, they project, they are, what a domestic violence attorney said, what was that terminology they used? They prey online. They're online predators in a different way. Because they look, search, and seek. They'll still be with a partner, married, companion, fiance, girlfriend, but while, as soon as they know they've got you bait, hook, line, sinker, they're on to the next person looking, okay? They will literally be like a vampire and soak and take every little ounce out of you of anything and everything they can, because there's nothing about gain. You mean nothing. There's no love. There's nothing at all. They're using you till there's nothing left, okay? And then they hope they can kill you off afterwards. I'm not joking. It's not a joke. Anybody's dealt with really, really crazy-ass narcissistic person or people, you know what I'm talking about. And their pattern and behavior only gets worse with time. It doesn't get better. Can a therapist, once again, ask, can a therapist cure somebody, treat somebody with narcissism? Pretty much, I was told, is a 95% no, they're not treatable. I had another therapist tell me, before my trauma therapist, 100%, she didn't believe they could ever be treated. These are people that are way past the point. And she connected people who are narcissistic with evil. It's not a joke. She literally said it. She said that their behavior and what she has treated people have dealt with people who are narcissistic. And the suffering and the abuse that they dealt with was out of this world. These people have no empathy. I'm going to tell you right now, a narcissistic person does something to you and you catch them and you say, listen, you need to apologize, whatever. They're not going to apologize. Or if they apologize, it's going to be one smart-ass apology or one sarcastic apology. Or one childish comment, remark back. There's no sincerity, it's not an apology at all. Most of the time, they do this just so they don't get in trouble for their behavior. excuse me. Narcissistic people are not caring. They don't care about anybody themselves. They have no compassion, no caregiving kind of bone in their body. These are not people you want around anybody who is sick. You don't want them being a caregiver, anybody sick. You don't want them around nursing homes. You don't want them around assisted living facilities. You don't want them. And if people who get wind of people who are narcissistic and they're very abusive behavior, trust me by saying nursing homes, assisted living, and that, these nurses and counseling and that and doctors and these centers, they can pick up on that stuff of abusive, abrasive behavior towards one of the residents. I know because a friend of mine works as assistant manager at a residential home, and we've talked about stories and that, and they will literally remove you from the room of the residents, ask you to leave, or keep your ass outside in the hallway. Keep your toxic, negative ass in the hallway. You ain't bringing it in the room. A resident's a sound body and mind, especially if a nurse or someone within the facility gets wind of the behavior or hears it. Because a narcissistic person does it behind closed doors. A narcissistic demon will never, ever expose their true self out in public. Okay? Anybody who's acting like their life is perfect, living a fairy tale life, is pretty much narcissistic. Because nobody's life is perfect and nobody's living a perfect life. And anybody who acts as such, or holier, or better than thou, it is, no. That's fake and phony. That's a narcissistic-driven person. Narcissistic people do abusive stuff. Downright cruel, nasty, well, past therapist said, devil-like behavior behind closed doors, behind their mask, okay? But most of the time, they get exposed. They slip up their behavior is what happens. People get wind. Somebody gets wind of that kind of behavior, and somebody's in assisted living, a nursing home, and somebody gets wind, nurse, whoever, well, your ass ain't going to be in that room no more. Especially if the resident is a sound frame of mind, don't want to deal with abuse anymore. Okay, to tolerate enough. All they have to do is tell someone within the facility, listen, I don't want this person in my room anymore. Okay, they're asked to leave, stay in the hallway, period. Narcissistic people don't care, they don't take care of anybody that's sick. They view people who are sick as a burden. They make fun of people that are sick. You'll hear narcissistic people, it's really crazy if you ever catch one in action, you know, in the public, on security cameras or something, and they'll talk about the person that's sick. Oh my God, you should have seen what I had to deal with their stuff with sickness. You should have seen what I had to deal with in this year, this year, and this year. All the stuff I had to deal with. All you hear is, wow, you're worried about your selfish ass and what you had to deal with? Maybe you need to look at the person who's struggling and suffering that's sick instead of your selfish ass. Okay, because really it's what you want to say when you hear that. This is what I mean is narcissistic people will slip up. They'll slip up. They will slip up. The mask will come off. And they watch them scramble real quick. Okay? They will do a plot twist if you catch them. And they will literally take what they're doing and they'll literally change the whole topic. What they're doing is trying to manipulate you, mentally manipulate you, mind games. Talk to any therapist about this and they'll train you. We're talking logic, not emotion, of how to handle narcissistic personality disorder with somebody who's narcissistic. Psychopath, sociopath, covert narc, okay? You'll notice the twist of topic real quick when they get had. You know, they'll do something. I mean, anything at all. You know, they'll lie, they'll cheat. They don't care. They'll get caught, and then all of a sudden, they'll be like, you know what? Did you see on the news where Trump didn't know what a blizzard was at Dairy Queen? They'll pick a topic that's completely like just throws you from what you're talking about and you're facing and you're hitting head on with the narc and they'll twist it. They do something really damning. All of a sudden, hey, you know what? Did you watch Donald Trump yesterday? He didn't know what a blizzard was. Did you see that? And then they showed him buying blizzards and that and it was crazy. And then he took the last one in the frame and literally took it and did you? And then they'll ask a question because they want to twist your mind, plot twist, so you forget about what they did because that's a true demon narc, okay? Did you see what kind of blizzard Donald Trump got? His first blizzard? You're going to stand there and go, this is not what I was talking about. This is not what we're talking about. But you'll literally catch yourself too. Call them out. Call narc's ass out. Call them out. Their behavior needs to be called out. Called the hell out. Even the devil said he needs to be called out because he wants him home. Okay? Why are you talking about a blizzard? I'm talking about what you did to me. Oh, I just thought, you know, Donald Trump. And then they'll continue on and on, or they'll pick a different topic. These narcissistic people try to be very suave and very, they think they're skilled and that. No, they're just damn crazy. Stay the hell away from them, okay? Stay the hell away from them. I'm telling you from my experience, stay the hell away from them. Run as fast as you can. There's not enough Nikes or Converse or hell, Adidas. There is not enough gym shoes in this world to stay and run far the hell away as you can from a narcissistic, crazy ass person. Okay? They will destroy your life. They will take away your happiness. They will do anything they can. They will destroy your damn health. They don't care if you're sick. They're glad you're sick. Okay? Because they're projecting on you. They want you dead. They want you locked up. They want you gone. They want to take the key. And they want to be the ones to close the door and get rid of it. They want to be the ones that dig your grave, put the dirt down and go, good, job's done. Next, because there's somebody next on a narcissistic psychopath, narcissistic sociopath, covert narcs list. Because once they realize they can't get any blood sucking out of you, they go on to the next person. Trust me, they already have somebody in mind. They're already working on somebody, okay? And a lot of them, they've been narcissistic people for long periods of time, like a lifetime. They'll teeter-totter. I talked about that teeter-totter. They go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. With their supply, the person they're abusing, the person they're using, the person they're sucking like a vulture and a vampire, the blood out of. They'll suck you like a turnip dry. Until they're done is when they're done. That's the truth. The truth. And sometimes you realize from a psychology point of view, and this is a sad thing, and I've heard this twice, and this is not a lie, it's not a joke. This came from two licensed therapists. It literally said the only time people who have suffered abuse from a narcissistic person is when the person passes away. Is the only time that severe abuse of somebody by the hands of a narcissist that somebody has dealt with for long periods of time, the only time that that person who has sustained some serious abuse will ever find closure, ever find peace, is when the person or persons pass. That was a hard, confusing thing to listen to, but to understand takes time. Nobody wishes any ill behavior on anybody. What about people who have abused you, narcissistic, you know? You don't even think at that point. You don't even think about that. But when you hear about a therapist, meaning that the only time peace is had is when people pass, when they really do some things and they continue on. And we're talking about people who are narcissistic that continue on and on and on. And the abuse over time only gets worse. It only gets that much severe. All I can tell you is, and this is coming from therapists that I have seen, and I think it's worthy to pass along, is you stay the hell away. Okay? You got to stay the hell away from people that are doing stuff like that, that are narcissistic. First, you have to go to a therapist. You got to explain what's going you're going through. You got to talk to somebody with a license. And I'm not talking about just any Joe Schmo. You got to talk to somebody who's a licensed PhD, who deals with narcissistic personality disorder, narcissistic behavior, and things that you went through. It's called abuse. No matter what you've gone through by the hands of somebody who's narcissistic, it's abuse. No matter how you slice and dice it, it's abuse. It's abuse. Sorry, narcs. It's abuse. What you're doing is abuse. It's abuse. You're trying to control and manipulate, destroy. You know? They have no sense of self, of empathy or compassion or feeling bad at all. Narcissistic people have no conscience whatsoever. And if they ever divulge in their little crazy demonic conscious, little just bit into their brain, you know what they do? They'll find a hobby or something so they don't have to think about the abuse that they've caused a person or people in their lifetime. That's the truth. They have no empathy, sympathy, and they don't care what they do to you. So I'm going to say this in this podcast because I just needed to tap in on this one, okay? And they will. They'll stalk the hell out of you. Narcissistic people, crazy narcissistic psychopaths will literally do their damage, do their abuse, and then they'll stalk you. They will stalk you, okay? All I'm going to say is you have friends, you have new friends, because they'll take every friend you got. They'll destroy every sense of your social life. I went through it. They'll destroy every sense of being of your social life. They will do a slander fest to every single person you know everywhere, no matter where you live, where you go. If you went on Mars, they would ask the aliens if they could do the same. Oh, that earthling that came on Mars? Well, here, let me tell you. And it's a fabricated, twisted, psychotic, demonic, crazy behavior, okay? You do like I do, like I was told, is you bloop people out of pictures. You don't use their names. When you relocate and you move, because let's just face it, you need to get and start on a fresh slate. You need to change your name. You need to get the hell out. You need to go incognito. And that's how I'm going, incognito. My next forever home is incognito. I have an attorney. I know which ways and ways we can go to where we do not use my name on any title. We make sure that we hide things. We make sure that we don't use your mailbox. We know that we used online. Even a P.O. box is as I was told legally, can be a little bit because somebody could still maybe try to gain access. And that's the thing, is narcissistic people, they want control over you even when you're done with them. Okay, they still want to remain in control. Because their egos get hurt. Their fragile egos get hurt because you had enough. Okay? It's narcissistic damage to the person who's narcissistic. You damage their ego. Okay? These people have inflated holier-than-thou egos, but really they're the most cowardly people you'll ever meet in your life. The most unhappy, selfish-ass people. Controlling as hell people. Evil? I'm starting to agree with my therapist, evil. There's some kind of evil, dark juju something. I always got that really bad vibe. When I knew a narc was about ready to do something, was doing something to me, I get that strange intuition. Well, that's your soul, that's loved ones looking down, that's your angels protecting you. And then it happens, okay? To go incognito means you need to go incognito. You need to do everything. You need to get the hell away. Not give a forwarding address, making sure you're really careful who you divulge. New name, your new location, phone numbers. You change it all. You have to. Because a narc will stalk you till the bitter end. They'll stalk you. Until they're dead or you're dead. One or the other. Till life is over. Okay? Even if you're 110 years old, you live to be that long. They'll still stalk your ass if they can. This is all by experience of what I've dealt with and have conversed with therapists over the past 15, 17 years. It's not a joke. And you're going to know when you've had enough. Now, I got a hell of a staying power. I have got too much staying power. I'm working next week with my therapist on learning how to not have loyalty where loyalty should not be given and to relinquish my staying power, meaning tolerance. Of any kind of abuse, neglect. I have to learn to not have the staying power and to relinquish and not allow it, and to do what I need to do, to stand on my own 2 feet. And then to, like I said, last part of my life is cracking the champagne over the life preserver in the ship to set sail. And I'm completely free yourself my journey. I'm freed. And that's the truth, but you can't run far enough from narcissistic abuse, narcissistic behavior. You can't. It's some of those damning, cruel-ass behavior you'll ever go through in your life. Once you've dealt with a narcissistic person, you know who you're dealing with, and you know by a therapist, licensed PhD, you have somebody you're dealing with that's narcissistic, you will know the tools, you begin the tools, how to educate yourself, and you're going to have to educate the hell out of yourself what you're dealing with, because it took me a long time. Two people's journeys that I followed, one on YouTube and one on another social media, on narcissistic behavior. And this one gentleman was in his 70s. He dealt with it by the hands of his brutal mother, as he called her, evil, a brutal mother. He had a brother. She had actually caused problems between their relationship. She had a brother who didn't have a good relationship with him, projected onto her own children. He escaped at the age of, I believe he said he was 58. He got married, took in, actually, after his brother started going through the abuse from the narcissistic psychopath mother. He ended up going to therapy and realized what he's going through. He ended up homeless. And before he was homeless, his brother, which was the person I followed their journey, took his own brother in. Even through the projection that he dealt with this from his brother, he realized that it was his narcissistic mother. And he only realized this through a psychiatrist because he was going through a lot. The end result is he ended up with heart problems from this constant stress. Narcissistic people will damage the hell out of your health. If you can sue them, sue the hell out of them. I don't care who they are. I don't care how they're connected or who they are or whatnot. If somebody does enough damage and you got enough oomph underneath your belt, sue the hell out of them. You don't win, it's pointed principle enough, It stops the behavior because people who are narcissistic will destroy your health. If you have pre-existing things, they'll make it a million times worse. Guess what? When that damage happens to your health from the constant abuse and stress and being on eggshells all the time, manipulation games and the crazy devil stuff that narcs will do, it will literally destroy your health. If you have something pre-existing, it's going to make it worse. You can't reverse problems. You can't, a lot of health conditions in majority, you cannot reverse that. I followed two really great journeys. And one was just as long as the other that they dealt with it. They had tough staying power. That's why my therapist said, I need you to go on this link, because they had the staying power like you. And they were empaths like you. And they realized they didn't have to put up with it when they got therapy. And they realized that, listen, they had their aha moment. Everybody does. And they said they woke up one day and literally how it was. One was on vacation and realized their break of freedom and transition of breaking arrest away from the cycle of abuse from a narc. The other one just woke up, as he said, I woke up one day and realized I had to put up with this. He was married prior, destroyed his marriage. His mother destroyed the hell out of his marriage. It was really sad. But when you've dealt with narcissistic abuse like I have, you listen and you watch these videos and these people, and they're releasing that energy, that negative energy off their soul. They're freeing themselves. It's horrible, horrific what they dealt with. And you catch yourself like, I went through that. But everybody, from what my therapists have said through the years, is you have to have your own aha moment. No matter how much therapy, no therapist can control you and literally take you by the hand and go, okay, and you're going to do this. You got to be willing and be brave enough to set yourself free and to realize 100% full self-respect and wake up one day and one morning, and we all do, and realize I don't have to put up with this anymore. I don't have to tolerate it. And I'm not going to, because I'm telling you, you don't have to. But you need to keep people that are damaging to your health, your soul, your life, and your happiness, and you keep them at a far distance. Even the good Lord understands when you can't be around people anymore for the rest of your life, it's done. I mean, I'm talking all the way from funerals to visitations, and there's some people that dealt with narcissistic behavior, and majority that don't go to funerals. They've made peace for themselves, and they moved on. They had their aha moment, but they didn't want to be physically around. Even after life within the body, they just didn't. Both of the journeys I follow is interesting, as they made peace, one with the mother, who was a narcissistic psychopath who literally was so abusive to both her sons. And then the other was a narcissistic. They had two parents and actually a stepbrother who was narcissistic. And the stepbrother was learned behavior, obviously, when you look at a psychological point of view. Both of them were interesting because they both did very similar things. One released balloons with a note, and they said that they had sent it to heaven and made peace when their parents had passed. And it was their way of releasing and to talking to them once they fell as the spirit released out of the body when both their parents had passed. The other had actually made peace at the gravesite and left a letter. And that was his closure from the abuse and that. But it's sad, you know? Nobody should have to go through that stuff. What makes a narcissistic person is very interesting. And that's like multiple podcasts to do. From what I've learned from a licensed PhD, and this is just God honest truth, so help me God, what makes a narcissistic person is 50-50. Some of them are just born that way. The other 50%, it's a learned behavior. It's a generational behavior. It's a narcissistic person training the next generation. They'll pick somebody, okay? It's an ex-trained person in the generational in a family. And other means of 50%, it's just born that way. It's just the way it is. There's no rhyme or reason. Does it make it right? No. Nobody? No. No. You know, but if you were like me, you had no idea what the hell you're dealing with. I'll say it again. It was like being in a bad fog. You're like, feel like you got like, you know, you feel like you're in a fog. You don't know what to think. You don't know. I mean, and then you get to the end of the fog and you realize, I don't even know this person. I don't even know these people. I don't know them. I don't know him. I don't know her. I don't know them. I don't trust them. I don't want to be around them. I don't know them. The lying, the sneaking, the secrets. Oh my God, narcissistic people will keep the biggest secrets. They'll tell you, I'll take it to the grave. And they will. They'll take it to the grave. Narcissistic people never want to be had. They never want to be approached with damage and abuse they've done. They'll take it to the grave. And they will literally, in their mind, twist it to where they start to believe they didn't do anything. They're so good at keeping secrets and lying that they believe in their own selves. It's not healthy to be around, period. You ain't got to change them either. Don't go thinking you change a narcissistic person. Psychopath, covert, narcissistic, and now you're never going to change them because they're never going to change. You could line them up to the greatest therapist in the world, but it's only 95%, that 5%, that therapy is even going to help. Because majority of people who are narcissistic have been narcissistic for their whole life or majority of their lifetime. There's no changing. They believe their behavior and pattern of behavior and abuse is okay. Because in their twisted mind, They believe themselves. They're never going to be honest with you. They're never going to be truthful. And they sure the hell are never going to apologize. So why do you want to be around them? Ask yourself. Because I know I have too. A million times over. I lost count how many times I'd ask myself, why do you want to be around them? I had a therapist, trauma therapist, that I see now for been 2 years. They asked me point blank my last session. Tell me the reasons why you want to be around it. Why you want to be around that behavior? It's abusive. It's negligent. There's no respect towards you being sick. There was no respect towards your disability. There's no respect to you suffering and going through whatever you're going through. It never was, never is, never will be. So tell me, Kim, why do you want to be around this still? What's your reason for being around it? Next session, give me 10 reasons why. And give me 20 reasons why you don't want to be around it. Oh, literally, that's my homework, because I have a homework after every session, and that's what trauma therapy does. It's not emotional, it's fact. It's logical, and this is logical. Why do you want to be around it? Why do you not want to be around it? As you said, I guarantee your list is going to be more powerful why you don't want to be around it than you could figure out why you want to. As if you can find 10 things, and if you can't, that's okay. Bring it to the next session. I don't talk about all the homework we do, but that was a good homework assignment I had during my last session. It was something nobody ever asked me. It's just a progression of our therapy, what we go through. it's the truth. You know, just ask yourself next time you're dealing with abuse from a narcissistic person, psychopath, sociopath, covert narc, whatever the hell narc, okay? Ask yourself why you're still around it. Because it's a damning question to ask yourself, isn't it? Why are you still around it? Why do you want to still be around it? You don't owe that narc anything. They owe you. You don't owe them anything. You gave them your heart, your life, your soul, your health. You know? Gave them your key to happiness. You gave them your social circle. You gave them your job, your livelihood, your home. Why the hell you want to be around them? Okay, if there's a reason why you want to be around them, then there's another reason how you can not be around them. So you can take that why you want to be around them and fill it with now you don't have to be around them. Them, single, plural, whatever. You know, I always want to do this podcast. There's so much by experience of dealing with narcissistic personality disorder behavior. I never knew what the hell even narcissism was. And I really believe narcissistic just meant arrogance. It tells you how naive and uneducated I was. And I'm an empath and I literally, you know, empaths, we take ownership of our behavior. You know, we do so and we say, okay. You know, we don't lie. We don't hold things back. Just say it. Empath people. Empathetic people are the great communicators of the world, you know? We talk out our problems, we don't like to hold things back, and we don't want to be a 2-liter pop sitting on a shelf either, somebody shook up and put it back. The 2-liter theory, as my therapist always says, you don't want to walk around exploding with all this stuff built up inside your soul, because it'll drown you, you know? It's not. And narcissistic people are negative, toxic energy. If you feel yourself bouncing off these people, like an invisible shield that you're bouncing when they try to project onto you, meaning, you know, just putting their finger and point, because that's really what it's like. If you find your soul and yourself, because I have every time, feel like you're just bouncing off this plexiglass, is not a good person you're bouncing off of. That's the good Lord and your guardian angels on this Sunday, I'm going to say, protecting you. They're protecting you, and your loved ones can protect you even from heaven, and so can your fur babies, but the good Lord does, and your guardian angels, and remember that. And you feel like you're bouncing off of somebody and stuff that's causing you. Go to a licensed PhD, you realize you're dealing with narcissistic pattern of behavior. And you'll be going through a long time before you realize what the hell you're dealing with, because I know it did for me. You're going to realize that that's just your soul and your protection, your intuition, bouncing off of that person or persons that keep projecting and keep causing some really grave harm to your health, your livelihood, your body, your soul. You'll let it happen. But I got my assignment. I'm going to finish this evening, but for next week. But I challenge anybody else who's dealt with narcissistic behavior and you're in that pattern of abuse and cycle and you don't know how to get the hell out of it, whether it's a parent, it's a family, it's a loved one, it's a husband, it's a spouse, it's a best friend, it's your, maybe you're living with somebody, roommate, and you don't know how to get out, you know, and everybody's financially strapped right now in 2023 anyway. Okay, ask yourself, like I was, you know, why are you still staying? Why are you still tolerating the pattern of abuse from someone who's narcissistic or someone's, okay? 10 reasons why you're staying. And give yourself 20 reasons why you don't. 20 reasons of how you can take the 10 reasons why you're staying and reverse it into 20 reasons of why you're not staying. You're not going to put up with it. You're not tolerating it anymore. And by all means, I hope anybody's dealing with that kind of abuse, because it's the most hellish abuse you'll ever deal with. And it causes trauma. You do your best to make peace with it, to file folder it in your brain. But there's some things in life that people do to you. I'm telling you right now by experience, you're never going to forget. And you sure the hell ain't going to forgive. And it's not being spiteful, because even God knows it's okay. And he said, there's no way you have to forgive everybody. And some things in life that people do to you are unforgivable. Remember to find peace in your soul. Do good for yourself. And, when you get forgiveness, you do it for you, not the person that hurts you. When you make peace, you do it for you, not the person who's done damage to you. Okay? You do it for you and you release it. All right? But do your best to start building those planks and get the hell away from people that don't serve you well. Amen.